wings.
If we could just find a way to pump a little cash into the airline to get us on our feet again.
Right, we need a cash pumper.
Maybe I could find a financial broker. You know, a guy who could hook us up with some investors.
Right, we need a hooker.
Gentlemen, let's cut through the guano. We all know the reason I'm here is because you guys are in the dumper.
So, just how much were you thinking of investing?
Gentlemen, I don't invest in companies. I buy them.
Well, looks like Clayton just bought himself an airline.
Joe and Brian Hackett, this is my son, Cord. He's just out of school.
Hey, how you doing?
Cord's going to be running Sandpiper. He's your new boss.
Alan, do you believe this? I'm going to kill that Cord. He's been here one day. He's ruining the business.
All rise for the president of Sandpiper.
Are you ready for this? Okay, the Todds are going on a three-month tour, and we are going to fly them. Just trust me. We are going to make more money in 3 months than you guys made all last year.
So now the tour's off. Now what do we do?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I hate to say this, but the only thing worse than Cord being here is Cord not being here. If his father finds out that he's gone, he's going to shut us down permanently.
Yeah, well, luckily, we don't have to worry about that because he's in Singapore.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Mr. Clayton, what are you doing here?
I just came by to check on my investments and see my son.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Look, I gave running this airline a shot. Okay, it didn't work out, so no harm, no foul.
Hold it, hold it. That's not the way it works.
Oh, sure it is. Just ask my father, he'll tell you. Cord never finishes anything. Cord is just a huge screw-up.
Hey, listen to me, Cord. You know as well as I do that if you leave, your father's gonna shut us down.
Yeah. Well, sorry, that's not my problem.
Where's Cord? Our brilliant, talented president.
He's gone. He bailed on us.
Figures. I never trusted the shifty-eyed little wiener.
Really? Well, just last week you were giving that little wiener an herbal wrap. What am I going to tell Clayton? I just hope that Brian and Helen haven't let on that Cord is missing.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't worry. They know how to stall him. I mean, they're not idiots.
Sandpiper!
Get the ball!
Showing Mr. Clayton the official Sandpiper cheer.
Enough of that. Where's my son?
He's gone.
Gone?
He's not gone, gone, but gone on a business trip.
Oh, okay then.
Well, a business trip? He didn't say anything about a business trip. Where'd he go?
New York.
Fine, just tell him.
New York? What kind of business does he have in New York?
Private business. Sandpiper business. None of your business.
Excuse me, Mr. Clayton. If we're going to make that meeting in Chicago, sir, we better be going.
Right. Ted's in charge of acquisitions. As a matter of fact, he's the one that brought Sandpiper to my attention.
We better get going, sir.
Right. Just make sure Cord's on time for that Friday board meeting.
Board meeting?
Oh, yeah, it's the quarterly progress report. All divisions of Clayton Industries are required to give a presentation.
Well, he might not be back from his business trip on time.
Well, he better be, or he won't have a business to come back to.
Oh, my God, what are we going to do?
That's no problem. We'll just leave a message for Cord at his hotel. Where's he staying, the Plaza?
Oh, I love the Plaza. Listen,
there is no hotel. There is no business trip. Cord is in New York, so he can get a plane to London. He couldn't handle the pressure, so he split.
Uh-huh. Well, then, that's it, right? It's over. We're dead.
Yep, that's pretty much the bottom line.
I can't believe you two. You can't just lay down and take it. You just give up. I mean, there are plenty of things you can do.
Like what?
Well, you know, like you can not lay down. And you cannot take it. And stuff like that there.
You know, Helen's right.
Really? I wasn't just babbling?
Oh, like the village idiot on a sunny day. But you're right. We just can't give up.
Okay, I'm open to suggestions.
Okay, Cord is on Roy's New York flight. Go ask Roy to turn the flight around.
Me suck up to Roy for a favor? Yeah, right.
Oh, Roy, you got a teeny tiny minute?
Oh, not now, Hackett. I'm busy. The competing airline just went under and I'm drowning in business. Oh, right, that was you.
Listen, Roy, remember that guy Cord? Yeah. Well, it seems he's on one of your planes to New York, and I really need you to turn it around and get him back here. It's kind of an emergency.
Oh, well, let me think about it. No.
Okay, listen, Roy. I want
you get more flies with honey. Roy, it would really mean a lot to us if you would call that plane back.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that important. No.
So funny, boy. Get that plane back.
Please, please, let me try. Roy,
no.
Well, I tried. I'm spent. What can we do now?
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to go to New York, and we're going to stop Cord before he gets on that plane to London.
There you go. Good plan, Joe. We are so screwed.
I don't believe this. Cord is not anywhere in this terminal.
Well, there's still one place we haven't looked.
Cord?
Hey! Oh, sorry. Cord!
Hey!
Oh, sorry. Hey, nice shoes. Where'd you get them?
What are you, some kind of sicko? Bloomies. On sale.
Really? Hey, are they comfortable or just great looking? The shoes? We gotta find Cord.
Oh, Joe, there you are.
Helen, you can't come in here. This is a men's room.
So? I've been in a men's room before.
When?
Plenty of times. But we gotta find Cord. Did you look under here?
Yeah, we looked. Listen, it's obvious that he's not in here, so we might as well go check the gate again.
Oh, my God, Cord.
What are you doing here? What is she doing here?
You guys are really hung up about this. What are you, Quakers?
Listen, Cord. Please, we are desperate. Your father wants you at a board meeting on Friday. You've got to make a presentation.
What? No way. Look, I told you before, I'm not coming back.
Right, listen, we don't want you to run the place. We just need you to show up on Friday and buy some time.
Could we just discuss this in 1 minute?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Take time, buddy.
Listen, what if we can't talk him into coming to the board meeting on Friday?
You know what? I don't think we have to worry about that. I think we're finally getting to him. Now, deep down, this is a good kid. He wants to do the right thing. He just needs to be convinced. Let's keep talking to him.
Look, I know you're frightened. And you're confused. But remember, you're not just doing this for yourself. You're doing this for all of us.
If it'll make it any easier, you won't be doing it alone. We'll be there with you, holding your hand through the whole thing.
Honey, listen, I know you're not going to believe me, but I have been in this exact position before. And what has helped me is very careful planning and index cards. But the most important thing is, have fun with it.
Okay, I've been thinking, and you know what? I'm going to help you guys out.
Don't miss.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Well, with Sandpiper in trouble, you know, I was trying to figure out a way to cut corners.
By clipping coupons? Amateurs.
What do you mean?
But to use coupons, you've still got to spend money. Now, what you need is a class at the Scarpacci School of Economics. Our motto is, hey, why pay?
Oh, right. You mean like walk instead of taking the bus?
No, you take the bus. You just don't ride on the inside.
Okay, so I'm, you know, riding around town on a tailpipe. How do I eat?
It's on the house, baby. Weddings, proms. Do you know how many little knishes you can eat before they find out you're not part of the Finkelman bar mitzvah?
Hey, that's good. I'm gonna write that one down. You got a pen?
Compliments of the First National Bank.
Hey, Cord.
How's your presentation coming?
I'm still working on the opening statement.
All right, well, come on. Let's hear what you got so far.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I can honestly report to you this morning that Sandpiper Airlines has lost more money in less time than any other subsidiary of Clayton Industries.
Well, I don't know. What do we think of that last line?
It's a start. Do you mind if I just make one little adjustment?
I know. It's no good. But what am I supposed to say? It's the truth.
Listen, you start with the truth and you put a positive spin on it.
How? In the last 2 weeks, we lost $30,000 leasing a stupid luxury jet.
No. In the last 2 weeks, we've made a generous capital expenditure in the pursuit of an aggressive expansion program.
Wow. Now, where was I when that happened?
You were blowing $30,000 on a stupid luxury jet.
Okay, but how do we spin the fact that we're completely shut down and our competition has just taken over all our business? Okay,
it's simple. We're preparing to regroup in order that we might better compete in today's ever-changing marketplace.
Wow, what a giant tamp load.
Thank you, Brian.
Got a minute?
Oh, yeah, sure, Faye, fine.
I know this may not be the best time to bring this up, but my paycheck bounced.
Oh, well, Faye.
Oh, may I? Faye, certain financial instruments have been reallocated to assist Sandpiper in the midst of its corporate restructuring. Nonetheless, we remain committed to maintaining our fiduciary responsibilities to our employees.
Oh. I see. All right. Now listen, you little peckerwood. That kind of bull doesn't cut any ice with me. Now you get me my money in cash by 5 o'clock. Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
It's more like it. Oh, by the by, best of luck at tomorrow's meeting.
See why you'd be nervous. This is one intimidating place.
Who's the party animal?
Oh, he was my father's mentor. Yeah, he learned everything he knew from that man. Then he fired him. Then he made him sit for that portrait.
Look, Helen, I'm sorry you had to come all this way and you can't even be in the meeting.
Oh, no, I understand. I mean, this is important to all of us. I couldn't exactly hang out at my lunch counter and wait for the phone to ring.
What are you going to do?
Well, there's a lunch counter downstairs. Phone me when you have some news.
Hey, Cord, what are you doing?
Oh, change of plans. Okay. I was up all night, you know, pacing, drinking coffee, eating donuts and junk food and stuff. You get a lot of ideas at 3 a.m., and you know what? They're all good. Anyway, I just came up with this whole nother way to go for my presentation.
Wait, hold on a minute. Wait, what whole nother way?
Cord!
Dad!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd please take your seats. I don't like this, Joey. I'm starting to get nervous.
Look, just relax. He's only owned the company for 2 weeks. What can he possibly expect from us?
Okay, today we will start with Mike Edwards, the head of our electronics division.
Well, you know, we're up against some obstacles this quarter, what with labor disputes, the import embargo, and the earthquake that destroyed our plant in the Far East, but we were still able to return a 9% profit.
9%? What was projected?
12.5%.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
Here what comes?
The big ugly.
So you're saying you're 3.5% short of your goal, and this is supposed to please me?
Well, earthquake, the embargo...
Shut up, you pathetic old burnt-out shell. You're paid for results, not excuses. Get out of my sight. I'm ashamed to call you my uncle.
Wow. That was a pretty big ugly.
So, Ted, what's next?
That would be Sandpiper.
Cord!
Yeah, all right.
Lights, please.
Anytime, Cord.
Ladies?
Cord!
I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Sorry, Mr. Clayton. Cord seems to have left the building.
Well, gentlemen, it looks like you'll be giving the Sandpiper presentation in Cord's absence.
I smell a big ugly.
Lights? Ah. Sandpiper. Yes, Sandpiper. Give me an S! Give me an A! Give me the next slide. Hey, it's the airport. The airport. It's nice there. Yes, nice. Very nice. Clean. It's Faye.
This is Faye. Faye, our reservations agent.
She's very nice.
And clean. This is the president and CEO of Sandpiper Air, a man who will lead us into the 21st century.
These are the nostrils of the man who's going to lead us into the 21st century.
Just like these cupcakes, we hope that Sandpiper Air will be your hostess in the sky.
This pie chart clearly indicates Sandpiper's on the way up.
Well, that's just self-explanatory.
Boy, I dread going back in there. That presentation may be the biggest ugly I've ever seen.
Maybe. Maybe not.
What do you mean?
Well, it could be that somebody recommended that Mr. Clayton put his idiot son in charge so we could get that huge tax write-off we need for the fourth quarter.
You mean Sandpiper was never supposed to make money?
Oh, please, with that boob Cord in control?
Oh, man, are you gonna be a hero?
Gee, you think?
And we're bending over backwards to meet all your transportation needs.
Lights!
Well, after that, I think we've all earned a 5-minute break.
Great to be on board. Good to be on the team. Be at the company picnic.
Well, who's here?
Sorry. I told you I couldn't handle this.
Good, I'm glad you're back. You should hear this, too.
Excuse me, sir, if I might interrupt. Now, Sandpiper is obviously unsalvageable. However, I just had a thought. We've been looking for a tax write-off for the fourth quarter, and, well, perhaps we've found it.
Wait a minute. He didn't just think of this. He planned it. He tried to convince you to hire Cord because he was sure he'd fail.
You're crazy.
I am not crazy.
Where did you get this information?
In the men's room.
Wait a second. You're telling me that all this time we were set up to fail?
No, you weren't. I was.
Is this true? You had me put my son as Sandpiper because you knew he'd screw up?
Yes.
No, sir. I was merely reassigning our personnel resources to maximize the workforce.
Pant load.
You used my son? Go wait in my office.
No, but...
Now!
But...
Now!
Ooh. Private Big Ugly. That's gotta hurt.
Son, I'm sorry, but you know I would never set you up to fail. What can I do to make it up to you?
Well, you know that hotel you own on St. Thomas?
Yes. You want to run that?
Run it? No way. I just want to hang out by the pool and live off my trust fund.
Well, I always say, go with your strengths. You got it.
Well, wait a minute. What about Sandpiper?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think it would be a pretty good write-off.
Excuse me, Mr. Clayton, we don't want to just be a tax write-off.
Well, what do you want?
Trust fund. We want the deal that we thought we had from the beginning. A silent investor. Now, look, Mr. Clayton, we're a small airline. We will always be a small airline. But with your help, we can be a profitable one.
Yeah, come on, Dad, you can do that.
Ah, what the hell? Done. Come on, son. I think it's time we spent some quality time together. You can watch me give Ted the big ugly.
I'll be right there. So it was fun running your company into the ground.
You didn't run it into the ground. You merely temporarily reallocated our resources into a negative mode.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow.
We have an airline again.
Congratulations,
hey,
Joe.
Hey, you know what? I think we should all go celebrate, huh? Yeah, let's do that. Let's go.
Oh, but give me a minute, because I got to go hit the men's room.